don't need introduction. Introductions wouldn't help over here to describe our very special relationship that I have with Rabbi Jacobowitz and what an amazing person he is, what his accomplishments, his contribution to Klal Yisrael. Legendary. I'll tell you about it later. Without further ado, Rabbi Jacobowitz.
Okay, first, good evening. I don't know how to thank the Rosh Yeshiva for giving me so much chizuk, and to speak in front of the Rosh Yeshiva is really overwhelming to me. But it says, Amesarman Legodl, if a great person asks you something, you gotta do it. By the way, Rebel Wein has a good line. He says when people give him a juicy introduction, his response is, well, after an introduction like this, I'm so anxious to hear what I have to say. Right? Okay. Rabbi Isai, I'm going to start with a story. One of my favorite stories. Maybe you heard it, maybe not. But there's a Moser Haskel to the story. And that's why I like to open up with. There's a story about people, group of people who want to make money in the United States. So after deliberations, they came up with an idea that they're going to have a game where 10 people will run in this game to make $1 million. What would be the game? So to make it the kitzer, they rented a stadium with 80,000 seats. And the bottom of the stadium, they build up a structure of 100 steps. And the game went like this. Of course, they sold out. It was packed. See, interesting thing, 10 playing people, not the condition was the not rich people. And they would go for this game. Okay. The game was that the hired comedians in top-notch comedians, and the job of the comedian was to crack a joke that the person has to laugh. Otherwise, if he managed not to laugh, he gets to go one step up. Not to laugh, one step. If he gets it, if he makes it to the 100th step without laughing, $1 million. Very exciting. People love that kind of a thrill. And the game starts, first person was good, up to the third step. Then, ha ha ha, 80,000 people. Boo. Okay. The next one made it to the ninth step. The Olam was not very happy. Make a long story short, number three, number four, number five, they all failed. Nobody made it past the 30th step. And number seven was a little better, and he made it to the 65th there, but again, he couldn't take the pressure. It was too funny, and he broke out and left. People already started leaving the stadium. They were disappointed. Okay, but people fought, paid money, so the vast majority stayed. Number eight, also a total failure. Number nine. Now comes number 10. Number 10 is very good. He is unbelievable. One joke, the other. He's already climbed to the 70th, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95. The people from the parking lot are coming back. It sounds like something very exciting. 97, 98, 99. Now, the organizers of this event, and you know, there's $1 million at stake, so they kept the best comedian for this kind of a situation. And I told him, listen, you gotta crack a joke that this guy is not gonna be able to last. So he thinks for a moment, he says, okay, I got it. He cracks a joke, 80,000 people are so tense, they look up. The guy's good, he's not laughing, but the rule was that you have to not laugh for 90 seconds. I look at the clock, 10 seconds, 20, 30, 40, and everybody's so excited. 50! And all of a sudden, ha ha ha, the guy's, he lost it. Starts laughing. Boo, 80,000 people, what happened to you? What a disappointment. Yeah, so the guy comes down from all the way up the 99th step, and he comes down. The journalist over there interviews him. Says, "Sir, we don't understand you. It's unbelievable. How is it possible that you were so close to make $1 million? Another 40 seconds, and you would have got $1 million. What? We don't understand. It's just completely blew our minds." The guy looks at him, standing there, and says, "You don't understand. When I was in the 99th step, I just got the first joke." Okay, you got it? Okay. Okay, so why do I like this story? Huh? You got it? Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Sometimes it takes a few minutes for people to get to the 99th step. Okay. Anyway, but this is a deras atera. The Olam is sharp here. Okay. Al kolponim, the story really sometimes reflects really upon us. Sometimes we do things and we hear things and we're droshes and we're all kinds of things, but really the essence goes right over our heads. Push it. We don't get it. Here we are before Rosh Hashanah, before Menorahim. Question is, what is it really all about? So we hear a lot of very beautiful, of course, every Dvar Torah, every Chiddush, every Chizuk is Meredik. But sometimes we need to focus on the essence. What is it really all about? Chazal tell us that Bo Chavakuk ve'emidon alachas. Chavakuk came in this generation, he felt that you needed to focus on something that people can really grasp the depth of Torah. So he said, "V'tzadik be'emunoso yichye." Okay. So we see that sometimes you need to be maimid alachas. You have to focus. What is it all about? Imagine that you're sitting on a plane next to a goy or a Jew that never had any Jewish education whatsoever, and he says to you, "You look like a religious Jew. I heard that in a few days you have a holiday, a very important one called Rosh Hashanah." You can't pronounce it. Rosh Hashanah something. Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Tell me, what is it all about? What is the day all about? What does God want you to do on that day? I don't think there's a lot of customs. I understand Jews are all kinds of different congregations, different countries. But tell me, what's the Torah? The Torah, right? That's your book. What does the Torah obligate you to do on that day? So the poor fellow is blushing. What is he going to tell the guy? So he said, really, all we have to do on this day is to take a horn, and we blow 9 sounds. Two, 9 koilis. Okay, now we have 30 koilis because of this fake, is it? But that, by Torah law, that's enough. Says, "Wow," says the guy, "you guys, are you for real? I thought you're an intelligent people. 33% of Nobel Prize winners are Jewish. That's been anti-Semitism. That's 90%. That's all. That's all you do. What is it?" They start telling him from kindergarten still. I mean, it's all true. That I talk a shofar b'ir, I'm lechodu, it's supposed to make you tremble. Zeshen. I don't think the non-formed Jew, uneducated Jew, or the goy will really have any understanding or affinity to this kind of an exercise. So we really have to ask ourselves, what is it? There's something here that perhaps is not really focused enough. I've been saying this, by the way, for years, and I was a little bit uncomfortable to say things that are so simple in my mind, and yet it's a chiddush. L'chaura it's a chiddush, but it's not really. Till someone told me that Rav Hutner Zatzal says something very similar. So once I have a backing of Rav Hutner, I felt more comfortable sharing it with the Olam. I just want to ask, how much time do we have? Okay, so time is short. I'm going to try to condense. We know that on Rosh Hashanah we're required to be besimcha. How can it be besimcha, b'yom adin? What's a pshat? Another thing, Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to confess. You're not allowed to say vidui. What's going on? I says in tshuva. Rambam says beferish, vidui is the centerpiece of tshuva. That's what the Yom Kippur. The only mitzvah that rises in mitzvah asay is the mitzvah vidui. So, what's the pshat not to confess? Right? There are a lot of questions. We can go on and on. But being the time is short, I'd like to focus on an akuda. There's a pasuk that we recite after Tkiya Shefer. Ashrei ha'om yoydei sruo. Fortunate are the people that know how to blow shofar. So, Hashem be'oir ponecho ya'alechun. Hashem, they'll walk in the light of your face. Rabbeisai, what's... Ashrei ha'om. You're fortunate. Why yoydei sruo? Because we know how to make two. Wow. Aren't we great? I want to join those people. But Ashrei ha'om yoydei sruo. That's why we're fortunate. My 5-year-old used to... I don't know if it was Shmuel Chaim or... little kids were blowing shofar. I know goyim and know how to blow shofar. What's the big deal? Ashrei ha'om! Wow! Yoydei sruo. What's the pshat? Rashi comes and he says, Ashrei ha'om sheyoydim leratzis leboirom bitruo b'Rosh Hashanah. Rashi said, fortunate are the people that know how to appease their Creator. Betruo b'Rosh Hashanah. What is Rashi adding anything to what we know from the pasuk? So I always say, this is really so beautiful. And so chaval, I think if people would realize what it is, they would have a completely different Rosh Hashanah and a different Yomim Noiroim. Everybody knows, Ani ledoidi ledoidi li Elul. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. But we forget that the central theme is love. Ani ledoidi, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. So the whole Elul is on one nekuda, on ahava. And I'd like to explain what it means in the context of Rosh Hashanah especially. What happened on Rosh Hashanah? What's the historic event? Pesach, Tzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos, Matan Torah, Sukkot, continuation of Tzias Mitzrayim, Chanukah is Nes Chanukah, Purim. Every Yom Tov has something that happened on that day. What happened on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, we say in davening, Hayoim Haras Oilom. Today is the birthday of humanity. Chazal tell us that Adam and Chava were created on the first day of creation. How were they created? Like babies? Certainly not. Who would babysit? Right? Who would change the diapers? So obviously, the Gemara says that they created Kibnei Chof, fully mature. And Chazal tell us that day, Friday, the sixth day of creation, where Adam and Chava were created, that was the very same day that they sinned already in eating from the pre Eitz Hadas, which is also fascinating. Rosh Hashanah was established as a day of judgment from day one. It was the chet of Adam and Chava, and it was also the beginning of the tshuva process. So Rosh Hashanah Hayoim Aras Oilom. Rabbi say, how did the Rebbe Shalom create Adam and Chava? So the Shalom Torah says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Yisrael Adam Ofo Mino Adomo. Earth made a shape of Adam and Chava. First they were together, and then they separated, rejoined. Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into his nostrils a breath of life. Vayi Odom Lenefesh Chayo. Odom became a living soul. So the way we are breathing today, how come, Baruch Hashem, I hope the Olam is breathing. You don't realize that you breathe until you have a hard time breathing, right? That breathing that every one of us is breathing today is due to the fact that 5,780 years ago, being this Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew life through the Koyach HaNeshima, the power of breath, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, invested in Adam and Chavo. That's why we are Tzelem Elokim, that's why Chelek Elokam Imal, the Rebbe Shlom like sort of shared part of himself with us. Vayehi Adam LaNefesh Chayo. That's a history of the day. And we say, David HaMelech says, Choneini Hashem, ki laloni, Choneini Hashem, Evrachmonas on me, why ki laloni? What's umlal? So the Mephoshim say, Adak, another, umlal is loshin mile, mile. David HaMelech says to the Ben Shalom, that's a tachnum we say every day. Choneini Hashem, why? I'm in desperate straits. Why? Ki laloni, because I feel cut off from you. That's the worst feeling possible. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Yom HaKippurim. When I was a child, I heard this word. I thought it was like a vertel. But the Zohar HaKadosh says that. Yom HaKippurim, Kippurim. Kippur, Yom Kippur, Purim, what's going on? Rabbi Isai, if you ask a normal person, a middle-aged person, you ask him, say, you know, what was the happiest day of your life? What would he answer? If he has a normal, good life, family, he would say, certainly, the day I met my Kale, the day we got married, the day we had a child, I saw my child for the first time. If you ask the same person, let's say, what was the saddest day of your life? What would he say? Stame, lost a loved one, a beloved uncle, a parent, a child, whatever. What does it mean? It means that the essence of Simcha comes from a feeling of connectedness, of connection. Separation, which death is the ultimate separation, that's the ultimate sadness. When a person is lifted, you know, you're not going to see him till Trias Amesim. It's a long time sometimes. So, Memele, that's the idea of Simcha. I once explained students before Purim. What's the Purim? Purim, what makes you happy? Used to teach in college campuses. Why is it that when you drink, you get very happy, and the next day you get a hangover? So they told me. So I said, mele that you get happy from wine or from alcohol beverages. I understand that there's some chemical reaction. But now that it dissipated and it's no longer effective, you should go back to what you were before. Why do you get depressed? Aboisai, every person is made out of two parts. The Gemara says, "Kol Talmid Chochom she'ein toichei kebaroi." A Talmid Chochom that is inside and is outside are not matching. Ein no Talmid Chochom. Everyone is an outer self and an inner self. Even a Talmid Chochom, the Gashmi is the whatever. There's an external and there's an internal self. You don't go to a job interview in pajamas, right? At home, it's one image of yourself. Outside, you put on a tie. It's different. It's okay, it's normal. But it has to be matching. Atamid chochem matches. But the ordinary person, b'derech klal, has a mechitze between Mr. Teichoy and Mr. Baroy. Mechitze. When a person drinks alcohol, it's artificial stimulation that chemically, what happens is the mechitze between Mr. Teich and Mr. Baruch dissolves. Mr. Teich and Mr. Baruch embrace each other. Shalom Aleichem, he can say whatever he wants. He feels united with himself. But Nebuch, the day after, says goodbye. The inner self and the outer self say goodbye to each other. There's a sudden sense of disconnect. It's horrible. You can't even explain it in words. Why? Because he's menutak. He's umlaloni. There's no greater day. No greater day than Aser Simchat Teshuvah. Dir Shu Hashem Mimosek. Yom Kippur. Day of Simcha. We say in the beginning, Shechayonu. Rosh Hashanah. Chazal says a mitzvah to be happy. Bitchu Hashem. Ichlo Mashman Shum Amtakim. Ki Ched Vas Hashem. Ima Uschem. Ched Vas Hashem. It's a Yom Adin. What happens? So Rabbi say, here comes really the punchline, and then I'd like to add one more nakuda. On Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of humanity. We gained our breath today in this room because HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested himself through the power of breathing into Adam and Chavo. And they, via their DNA, have given it to the next generation, next generation. So if we are able to breathe today, it's because Mikoyach Oiso Neshimo Rishoino. You know what the Rebbe Shem wants us to do? Very simple. Tiku b'chay the shofar. Blow the shofar. How do you blow shofar? There's a machlokes in Aloche. Nashimachas, shtei neshimes, we machmir, we do both, the first, the second, different menogim. But one thing is clear, you cannot produce the sound of a shofar unless you intake air into your lungs. And once your lungs are full, you take the shofar. Olo elikim bisruo, Hashem, because Hashem. What's the pshat? The pshat is, you say to the Bayer Yoilom in that day, elikai, neshomo, shenosato, bitoho eloi, ato veroso, ato yitzarto, ato nefachto, vato meshamro, bekirbi, vato osid lit, litlo mimen lachzio, bilo osid lovoi. So the Klal Yisrael says to the Bayer Yoilom, we realize we are Makir Toiv. We're not like Olam and Chavo when they rebelled against you. All we want to do is to take the breath of life that you gave us, and we want to give everything to you. That's an expression of Ohavto. That's Hashem Elokecho b'chol levovcho u'b'chol nafshecho u'b'chol moedecho. That's what you need to think about, Kia Shefer, Ribbono Nishalem. I want to connect with you, because the saddest thing is when you feel a sense of disconnect. People experience it socially, in other words, we feel disconnect. That's a horrible feeling. Divorce. Kodesh Baruch Hu is boiche. Mizbeach boiche. It's a horrible thing. It's separation. Separation is terrible. Now we'll understand what Rashi says. Zokt Rashi, Asrei Ha'om. You know why we're fortunate? Not because we now make 2-2-2. That's a bizarre thing to say that. But Asrei Ha'om, Yoide Yisruo, Yoide Yediye. You know what Yediye means? Yediye means connection. After Adam and Chava were separated, the Torah says, Ve'ho'odom Yoda Es Chava Ishtoi. The meaning of Odom El Chavo is entitled the Odom Yoda, Vayeda El Kono Eschano Ishtoi. The ultimate connection is when you know someone. That's why before you really get engaged, you date. You want to know. You want to connect. Without connection is nothing. So in Mele, the Rosh Hashanah is a day of connecting with the Bnei Olam. Zoktrashi Yashri Yom. And the Vov, the Ois Vov. Is known as Ois Achibur, right? Vov in Loshen Kodesh connects. Vayoymer, Vayehi. In Sifrei Kabbalah, it's brought down that Vov is called Ois Adas, the letter of knowledge. Why? Because Chibur in Das is Ho Behotal. It's the same thing. It's synonymous. Mimele, we say Asrei Ha'om Zokt Rashi. Listen to the lashon of Rashi; it's so beautiful. Sheyoidim, not stam. They know how to blow shofar. Yoidim leratzois leboyrom They know how to appease their creator. Bitruo b'Rosh Hashanah. They know that they are completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they seek that connection. They want to be reunited with the Tate in Himmel. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asrei Om Yosh Deisruo.
I'm getting a new one.
Is this
the quarter?
No, only the balance. It's fine. Don't think it damaged. Okay, so Rabbi Isai. Oh. Sorry. Okay. Thinking about in my military. There was a Al-Kalponim. So I being that the time is short, I want to conclude one more idea if I have few minutes? Okay. So, Zagamora, Moram Brochus. Malachi Ashores. Malachi Ashores is a tiny to the Bairi Oilam. There must have been that Yisrael Dika Malachi. Who can have tiny to the Bairi Oilam? I always say, the Gemara says, in Marove, they asked the Chos Motzer Moitze. What's that kind of Yisrael? You know, Shtikl Azus, the Gdusha. What do you care about me, Motzri Moitze? My private thing, what do you want? Okay, Balkalponim. The Malochim, Malachi Ashos came to the Boyol Nasim Akashi. Besoirosho Kosuv in Yuter, it says, Asher lo iso ponim ve lo igach shoichad, ve ashoichad yavar in rachomim, you're not allowed to take bribery, you're not allowed to play favorites. Ve ato no isei ponim le Yisrael. And you deal with the Jewish people with favoritism. Poshet, you don't keep your own Torah. That's a malachim at the time of the Bar Olam. Listen to what the Bar Olam answered. Pilei ploy. The Bar Olam says to the malachim, yeah, but you don't know. You know who my children are? I gave him a mitzvah. Birchas Hamozen. Birchas Hamozen is not a chiyuv deraisa to bench. Unless you're fully satiated. V'ochalto v'savoto deno v'erachto. But if you eat just a kezais, or you eat two kezais and you're not satiated, it's not a chiv d'raisa. Chiv d'rabonu, not a raisa. But they said a Kodesh Baruch Hu exactly that. The mechayev themselves to say birchas hamozen al kezais, or kebeye, different shiurim. Ve'ech lo yosafonim. How can I not play favorites? Look at that. Rabbi Isai, this Gemara is mamish an enigma. It's very hard to understand. The Malachim asked the Rabbi Shem, seemingly a fair question. In your Torah, it says the Rabbi Shem keeps the Torah. Rabbi Shem keeps tefillin. And his tefillin says something else. Mikam Cho Yisrael, also connected in Klal Yisrael. But the Rabbi Shem keeps the Torah. Say in Slichas, as Asher Sochicho Tash Mid Yodecho, the Rabbi Shem keeps Torah. So you in your Torah it says not to take bribery and not to play favoritism, and you do. So the Rebbe Shem says, "Ah, oh, you know my children." It's like saying, you know, yeah, bribery. If it's $50,000, but if it's $5 billion, then you know what's the Rebbe Shem answer? They give me bribery. What's the bribery? They say Birchas Hamozen on a kezayis. But why the bribery? The question wasn't answered. But that's really the mistake. Boy, was the question answered big time. It's mamish half little fella. And connects with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara asked in Rosh Hashanah, why is it that we blow shofar twice? Kshem yoishvim, kshem oimdim. The Gemara says, le'arbe v'sasotn. To mix up the sotan. Very strange thing. The sotan is quite bright. I mean, he's a kind of a... Well, sure, how do you mix them up? He's a malach. What do you mean mix them up? Sounds very strange. So here comes the incredible thing. What the Rebbe Shem answered the malachim. Rabbi Isai, my dear malachim, you're right. You're not allowed to play favorites. You're not allowed to take shechad. But my children, my children, listen to the lotion, but they say Birchas Hamozen over a kezais. What is the Rebbe Shem saying? He says, yeah, you're right. You're not allowed to take bribery. But that's only in the code of law. A judge is not allowed to take bribery. A tati and a mami are allowed to take bribery. It's ma'isim b'chol yoyim. Ma'isim b'chol yoyim. There's no issue for a parent to take bribery from a child. It's only in the context of a court setting. Zog the Rebbeinu to them, you know you're going on the wrong track. Those are not defendants. Those are children of mine. And yeah, from them I do receive bribery. It's kosher bribery. No problem. That's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar one time in our Zok Trashi? Then on the base over there, he says, Mishum chibuvei mitzvah. Ah, the Rebbeinu gave us a mitzvah to connect with him through shofar. We want to connect more, so we blow more. 100 kailis. Mevalbes asotten. Asotten says to the Rebbeinu, you gave me a job. I did a job. You tell me I did a good job. And then you turn around, you give him a good year. I feel like a fool. Yeah. You're feeling like a fool is justified. Because all you timers are good in the call of law. You are a kategor. You are a prosecutor. But what my children do on Rosh Hashanah, they completely make me switch heads. Until they blow shofar, I'm a judge. And I'm talking a lot like Shechad. Well, once they blow extra, they show me that the relationship with me is like a father and a child. Allowed to take bribery. That's what's La'arbev Zasotin. La'arbev Zasotin, the Sotin is getting the right message, but in the wrong setting. The way to be Zeche Badin, Rabbi Yisai, is push it to relate to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as my tati. We say Ovinu before Malkeinu. And on Rosh Hashanah we don't confess. You know why? Because the tshuva that we need to do is on that chait of not recognizing our greatness. When Chava sinned, she ate from the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Yeah, everybody knows. But that's not necessarily accurate. The chait began way before. The nochosh was the shrewdest animal. Testifies, okay. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created Adam and Chava, and he says to them, "Betzelem Elokim boroi som zocho unekevo." Chava, Chava, what happened to you? Well, I just created you. I told you, you're part of me. Yeah, Betzelem Elokim. Comes a shrewd animal. With all due respect, he's an animal. He has no neshama. He has no ruchnis. And you, the Tzelem Elokim, have a conversation with him, and you take him seriously, and he advises you. When the Moshe met Adam and Chava, he was Ayeko! Where are you, Ayeko? What's the pshat, Ayeko? The pshat is poshet. What happened to your royalty? Ayeko! In such a short time, you already forgot that you're Adam Godel. And that's the thing, the lack of the self-esteem that we suffer from day one, from Chava and Adam. Everybody wants to teach us and to brainwash us that we are not really Tzelem Elokim. We face a result of some explosion, a big bang and a small bang, and any clack of baboons of chvesbos. Why? Because if I'm an ankle of if my Zaydi was a monkey, no, the monkey eats with the fish, with the hand, with the fish, right? And I am civilized. I eat with a knife and a fork. Gewaldig. But if I am a Tzelem Elokim, if I'm Boni Mother, why do we stress Malchus on Rosh Hashanah? Chazal teach us that you're not ready to do tshuva till you go through Rosh Hashanah without vidui. Because the first thing you have to be misvade and do tshuva is on the lack of appreciation of your greatness and your royalty. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, I am a Ben Melech. If I'm a Ben Melech, where am I holding? right? So before you do tshuva, you have to prepare for tshuva. The first 2 days of Aseres Yom Tshuva, we focus on malchus, on majesty, on royalty, on greatness, on the chel of Olam Echavo, boy by yoin, 5,780 years ago. If a person elevates and he connects with the Borei Olam, is there any simcha lo nivro olam, says the Ramchal, elo leisaneg al Hashem? Is there a better feeling than being connected with the most important authority in the world, the Borei Olam himself? Avoy say vashono tovu mesuko mirtz Hashem shebizoche to marbek vachomaim Yeshiva Saderes HaTere, which is really one of my favorite yeshivas in the whole wide world. Besides that, I love the Rosh Yeshiva. I had 2 kids who went through here, and Baruch Hashem did great, more than great. So I got tremendous, of course, to the Yeshiva. The Yeshiva, keep up, Rabbi Yisrael David, and Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha.